The exhibit is called It Shoots Further Than We Dream. Artist Dominic Sansoni says he's exploring the role of violence in our culture. One of the most noticeable and striking pieces is titled Brand New God. It covers nearly half of the room, but the size is not what strikes you. Sansoni explains.
It's a group of 60 figures. They're actually in a submissive pose. It's a yoga position called Child's Pose. They are bowing before a gold-leafed AK-47, which is the most widely distributed firearm in the world. It's a piece about Americans, in particular, our sort of worship of violence.
In light of recent events, this, you know, exploring guns and violence is a bit poignant. But when did you come up with maybe the idea for this piece in particular?
I actually started this work in the summer of 2010. And so it's a piece that I worked on for quite a while. And it was inspired by current events at that time. And, you know, and while I say it, we talk about violence in our media, and I do want to make clear that I don't think that violence in the media is the cause of violence in actual society. I don't believe that video games or movies or television shows lead to violence. I think it just sort of numbs us just a little bit more to the violence around us and makes it a more casual, more everyday event than it should be.
Another of Sansoni's pieces, Sleeper Cell, features three contorted semi-human forms. They're wearing gas masks and are lying in welded cages made of rebar. Sansoni was scheduled to bring his exhibit to an art gallery in Kentucky next month, but he was asked not to include that piece or Brand New God.
In the case of Brand New God, because of recent events in Connecticut and a shooting that occurred in Paducah in 1997, they have objected to the rifle image in there. And as far as Sleeper Cell goes, they're concerned about the graphic nature of the video element, which is on a screen that's 2 inches diagonally and you have to get on your hands and knees to look at. So,
the video element includes pictures from Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Instead of removing the two pieces from the exhibit, Sansoni decided to cancel the show altogether. The way Sansoni's work references current events did not bother Matthew Pierce. He is a senior in graphic design at Western. Pierce says he was struck by more than the craftsmanship of Sansoni's work.
Especially with the piece involving some odd dozen of the same figures bowing towards a gilded replica of a AK-47. That and the tree with the what looked to be like melted UAV drones that a lot of people would identify from, or at least students would identify from, video games and things like that. It speaks a lot to the current events that are going on in the world right now, which is actually, like, it's kind of refreshing to see that. So I like it.
Charles Wright also attended the opening. Wright is the chair of the Department of Art at Western. He was not on the committee that scheduled Sansoni's exhibit, but is impressed by the committee's decision. He says the exhibit's themes are powerful. Wright says the piece, Brand New God, featuring the replica AK-47, is especially powerful.
So I think that when I first saw it, the strength of that idea, of the powerful nature of what had happened there, came through in these reclining figures on the ground. And I hesitate to talk about, you know, the controversy that it might have brought to another place. We're going to keep it. If we can keep it, we're going to keep it here, because I think it's a strong work. And I'd advise anybody who have not been to get out and see it.
The exhibit, It Shoots Further Than We Dream, remains on display through February 16th at the Western Illinois University Art Gallery. You can see photos of some of the pieces at tristatesradio.com. I'm Scott Stuntz.